Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Joe Jaffe. Joseph Jaffe is back on the show. He's the president, chief interrupter of Crayon, which is a consulting firm that helps companies like you and mine leverage the new stuff that's out there. The new media, the social media, or as I prefer to say, building online customer communities. He helps people like you and me to do that. One of the ways he does it is through his outstanding book, Flip the Funnel, How to Use Existing Customers to Gain New Ones. I like that idea. And he's our good friend, Joe Jaffe. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back. And you know what? I now know why we get on so well, because I'm marketing's bad boy. So
exactly. Hey, oh, by the way, folks, Joe has an online video program too, don't you, Joe?
Yes, it's called Jaffe Juice TV. And
I never been invited to be on your video show? You've been on I've invited you lots of times to be on my radio show. I've never been invited to be on your video show.
I think you're going to have to start off by coming on my radio, on my audio podcast, because that's easier to do remotely. And then when we figure out when we're in the same town, it would be my pleasure.
I think what he means, folks, is if I work out on the audio, he'll put me on the video. Of course, he's seen my face. He knows I have a face for radio, so maybe that's the problem. Anyway,
yeah,
Joe,
it's
good to have you back. You've just recently returned from an event that you're pretty excited about. And why don't you tell the audience where it was, what you did, and why you're so excited about it?
Well, there is an event called South by Southwest, and it is a festival that takes place in Austin every single year.
Austin, Texas.
Right.
Did you help them keep it weird down there?
You know what? Somebody who is dressed very, very strangely, with lots of markings all over their face and body and hair and ears, handed me a pamphlet saying, "Keep Austin weird." And he said to me, "Keep Austin weird, bro." And I gave it back to him. I said, "No need to. I think you're doing a perfectly good job by yourself, son."
I still don't understand how Austin got in the middle of Texas. That always blows my mind. But anyway, tell the audience what this festival is about.
It's a special place. Well, it began as a festival for music and film. And for example, right now, and I'll come back to the third in a minute. Right now, the film festival is kicking off, and then finally, I think music takes over. And it's a great place for people to come and debut new films and new music and really get noticed and celebrate a new level, let's say, a new creative class. So it's certainly not Cannes. It's certainly not Sundance. It's not at that level, but it's at a much more accessible level. And then the third festival is Interactive.
Right.
And Interactive has grown and almost taken on a new face.
Tell the audience what you mean by that.
Well, I guess Interactive years ago would have been emerging technologies and potentially the web, well, certainly the web as well.
Right.
But now it's also become synonymous with social media, with emerging technology, with mobile, with location-based software, with Twitter, with Facebook, with all of these new platforms and technologies and approaches.
Multiple and so, options for communicating and connecting with people.
That's right. And the thing is that this year I just found out that Interactive had more registrations than music. So
wow.
Look at one industry that is for the most part in the decline, which is music, and one that's certainly on the rise, which is Interactive.
Why do you think music is in the decline?
Well, you know, music itself.
Is it possible that the technology has hurt the financial model of music and it's made it less appealing as a profession? I don't know. What do you think? Is that possible?
It is possible, and it is one of the factors. But you also have two factors on either end. You have this idea. Well, you have the arrogance of the music industry.
Yeah.
And the refusal to understand that There are many things I don't understand, but one of the things I don't understand is that music does not always have to be paid for. And I don't mean illegally downloaded.
Yeah.
I mean there are other business models. The other thing is that the consumer, he and she has changed. So it's not necessarily that Napster and BitTorrent have destabilized the music and the film industry for the most part. It's the fact that the consumers want...
Right.
They once wanted their MTV, but now they want something completely different.
Right. Well, exactly. And I think you're right about the arrogance of industries. And it's not just the music industry, Joe. A lot of industries have been arrogant about new media, new technologies, and they've faced peril for that disregard.
Hold on, Joe.
We got to take a quick break, folks. We're gonna come right back with more to come from Joe Jaffe. He's got a lot more good stuff to tell us. We always get smarter when Joe joins us. Stay with us.
Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, rocking us back into our next segment with our good buddy Joe Jaffe. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joseph Jaffe, folks, is the author of Flip the Funnel, How to Use Existing Customers to Gain New Ones. That's his book that I recommend to you. Joe, you were telling us about some of the things that you saw and heard and learned at this West by Southwest festival in Austin, Texas, and the impact of new media and the social media. What was the other term? The word that they used, that you said it was the category.
Interactive.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't think of that. Interactive. Folks, Joe said earlier that was the largest registration, more than music, more than film. Interactive was larger, and I wonder how the people, the festival hosts, felt about that. I wonder how they thought about that, especially the other categories.
Well, as long as the checks didn't bounce, I suppose. but you know, the thing is, it's funny because I was actually sitting outside catching up with a good friend of mine, Bob Garfield, who runs the Ad Review, a very, very well-known Ad Review column in Ad Age, and he has always reviewed the 30-second television commercial and the Super Bowl commercial.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty well-known there. And a very trendy-looking woman comes outside and starts to strike up a conversation about a movie that's about to be released, and then she kind of looks down at the badge, and she goes, "Oh, you're Interactive," and she kind of sneers and walks away. But the thing is, you know, Interactive is still a little geeky, a little techie, a little kind. It's definitely less sexy than film and music. But at the same time, those perceptions are changing, and I think that next year, certainly, if anybody listening is in the marketing space and certainly wants to understand how Twitter and Facebook and Foursquare and all these new technologies and apps on the iTunes App Store. You know, next year is going to be the breakout year. Let me give you a very
Joe, I would have said to that lady, if she'd given me enough time, I would have said, yes, ma'am. That's how they say it in Texas down there. I would have said, yes, ma'am, all this is a craze, but it's not a fad. It is a craze right now, but it's not a fad. It's not going away.
Well, actually, what I said to her is that I know Jim Blassingame, and then she changed the tune very quickly. So.
That happens. People get that all the time. Go ahead, Joe.
So, you know, that just goes to show.
You were going to tell us something else. I interrupted you.
I don't know.
Well, we were talking about the one of the things that you and I've been talking about, and that I'd like for you to tell us about what you saw down there in this interactive with the interactive folks. Is how interactive, all the different parts of it, how this is changing the way we our business models are. It's changing the way customers, it's giving customers more options. We have to be more aware of these options and we have to be in tuned.
I remember what I wanted to say.
Okay.
AT&T has such a hate relationship with their customers.
I hate them right back, by the way.
And the iPhone coverage.
I am a customer, and I hate them right back.
That's right. And the iPhone coverage is so bad in general. But one thing that everybody was incredibly nervous about was the fact that no iPhones were going to work, no coverage, telephone calls, no text messages.
Right.
And what happened was AT&T literally drove in an army of these little mobile boosters, and coverage was perfect. And I think that just, you know, that's very consistent with Flip the Funnel.
Yeah. You know, explain what you mean by that.
Well, what they basically did is they as if the president was in town, they literally drove in as much reinforcement as possible to make sure that Austin was the most perfectly serviced area. But the bottom line is they knew and they anticipated that there would be literally a tidal wave of dissent and criticism amongst the industries, amongst the world's most active and proactive and engaged and connected consumers. And I think that's one of the changes, again, that comes back to customer service, is recognizing that we're going to be defined by the quality of our interactions, our service, and our experience. So that's a very interesting, to me, indication of where it's going. And another good example was Chevy, you know, certainly a brand and a company, General Motors.
As American as it gets.
That also has been on the receiving end of criticism. But this year they turned it around and they created the whole Chevy Volt is clearly about recharging, electric car and recharging. So what did they do? They made sure that every single area of the convention center had these Chevy Volt recharge stations. So anybody's digital camera or HD camcorder or iPhone could be recharged. So
with the word Volt in front of them, right?
Right. And so what they've realized, again, is that in order to get in front of a new, innovative, connected, and sometimes very vocal consumer, they need to add value instead of talking to them and down to them. They need to work with them as partners.
It's all about connection. It's what I've been saying now for a while, folks. If you've heard me say this, and we've learned more about this from Joseph Jaffe since he's been joining us. It's not about marketing, talking at your customers. It's about connecting with them, right, Joe?
Absolutely. And I'll give you one trend.
Hold on to that thought. Now, you got to remember this because we're coming back after these messages. And don't forget this one. All right, Joe?
Absolutely.
We're going to the bonus round. You're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit. Joseph Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen. Flip the Funnel is his book. I highly recommend it. Available wherever books are sold. Tintail right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Good to see you back again. How long has it been?
The late, no, that's not, he's not late, he's still around, Joe, Al Green, I should say, the Reverend Al Green is what I meant to say, the Reverend Al Green, that's his music, I like him, many of you do too, hope you're enjoying that, 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I can reintroduce you to our good friend Joseph Jaffe, the author of Flip the Funnel. Joe, tell us how we can find you online, how we find your book.
Well, my book's website is flipthefunnelnow.com, a little bit of a call to action. And my blog and my podcast is at www.jaffejuice.com, and then, of course, jaffejuice.tv.
And Jaffe Juice is the title of your media products.
Well, Jaffe Juice, exactly. Jaffe Juice is my blog, and it's my podcast, and it houses my video show and any white papers or ebooks I've written.
Right.
And then, of course, I work for a company called Powered, which is powered.com as well.
So. All right, so check that out. Joe, did you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
I want to give you one interesting trend. Certainly, in many respects, the bright and shiny object, and hopefully not a fad, but a craze this year, location-based software and what some people are calling MoSoSo, which is mobile social software. So basically, what happens when Facebook and social networking comes to mobile? And let's be honest, I mean, for a small business out there, everybody wants one thing, feet through the door.
Right.
How do you get customers to come in and to buy? And what we're seeing with a couple of, there are several companies in the space. There's My Town and there's Gowalla, but the company that probably is leading the way is a company called Foursquare. And mm-hmm. what Foursquare does, and if you want to check it out, you can go to the, you know, if you have an iPhone, you can go to the App Store and download it. It's a free tool or free app. It's basically the concept of checking in. So when you go to a place, you can check into that place. You can check into the airport. You can check into a store. You can check into a Gap. You can check into a restaurant.
And what's the advantage there?
Well, every time you check in, you essentially earn points or credits.
Now,
right now, those points or credits are being manifested intangibly in the sense that you become the mayor of that place when you've checked in the most. So now there's a competitive edge in a way because you can be the mayor of Grand Central Station or
right.
you can be the mayor of South by Southwest. You can be the mayor of very prominent, you could be the mayor of a rock concert, and you certainly could be the mayor of even a Gap.
But tell us what the desirability of that is.
Well, think about what happens now if I'll give you two very real practical implications. The old concept of buy 10, get one free mm-hmm. is going to now start to live in these applications. So every time...
So you're saying that instead of having somebody clip my coupon, if I log in when I go to my favorite pizza place, it'll automatically pop up the 10th time.
You'll check in. You will acknowledge the fact that you've checked in. But
here's
the twist, Jim. When you check in and you're connected to Twitter and Facebook, it will say Jim Blasingame has checked in to... a pizza place.
But what if I don't want people to know? But you know, this is starting to cross over into privacy issues.
Well, there are going to be privacy, and there are going to be security concerns, and there are going to be implications as well. But that's going to be a challenge area.
This is the high class problem, isn't it, Joe? Because we've had this for a long time. Since the first person invented cookies, we've had this conflict between convenience and privacy. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, and even I personally resisted it for the longest time, but I gave it a little whirl now in South by Southwest because I could also see, here's the difference, Jim. What I did was instead of letting everybody see everything I was doing,
right.
only my work colleagues and a few very close friends were
right.
connected to me.
That's how we've got to control it. See, I don't mind if my favorite pizza place knows I'm there because I want them to give me a discount. But I'm assuming, as you know, I've got a pretty big ego, Joe, but I'm assuming everybody else doesn't care where I'm having lunch.
No, they don't. But if you are the mayor, and Jim, you are the mayor.
I like to think of myself as the emperor, but go ahead.
Right. If you are the emperor, that's going to be the new one that comes out. What happens now is you may get a special offer because you're the mayor.
There you go.
And now that special offer will be able to be shared with other people. So what happens now is when you check in, when somebody, let's say Joe Jaffe comes mm-hmm. to check in, it will say because you know Jim and you're connected to him and because
right.
he's the mayor, you know, you will get 10% off that coffee purchase.
And now, and see, and now, folks, what this means to you, and Joe said it a minute ago, feet through the door. And this is a capability that every small business owner will be able to do.
So that's a trend to look out for, and that's you know.
Joe, I got to wrap it up, but thank you so much for that last bit of information.
You're
especially
welcome.
That was very exciting. Will you come back real soon? I know you got a lot more to teach us.
You know, I love being on the show. You know that.
Thank you, Joe. See you later, Joe Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen. Flip the Funnel. That's the book. It's outstanding. Go to his website. Check out his blog. He's in the know in this area. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.